Why, hello, and welcome to Ivory and Ivory. I am Michael Regan, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Nick Miller, the other co-host.
And together we form the robot that will destroy the giant lizard that's advancing towards the city.
Yep,
it's a metaphor.
That's true. No, it's not a metaphor even.
It's quiet. Oh, I didn't even look out the window yet. There's a giant lizard.
Yeah, we're recording this during the day for once, so we can see outside. And there's a gigantic lizard downtown.
But we just...
We're busy right now.
We're doing a podcast.
After it, we'll save the world. But, you know.
Guys, just...
One thing at a time.
You're so demanding. Oh, form a giant robot body and defeat the lizard.
Oh, we're all gonna die. Please help us. Hey, we've got a thing we're doing.
Yeah. Why don't you try scheduling your time?
Yeah, how about you try running a very successful podcast on NBC?
On NBC. Yeah. See if you want to save all the lowlife scum that lives out in the city.
Yeah, like you listeners.
Yeah.
You low-life scum.
Save
the
scum.
World yourselves.
Yeah. Pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Just use that to kick the enemy. I'm not sure. Anyways, we're having a good time. Other than the giant lizard, it's pretty nice out. We're doing it during the day, which is sort of, we like to mix it up.
It's a nice day.
It is a nice day. It's a pretty exceptionally nice day.
It's a very nice day.
It's especially a nice day.
It's a very nice day
because of who we have here with us today.
Well, I was talking about the weather, but yeah. Also,
oh, okay.
Hi, guys.
Why, hello, Dr. Janice Horbeck.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
Pleasure to have you.
It's great to have you. She is Dr. Janice Horbeck is a marriage counselor who has been helping out our friends Fanny and Reginald for the past week because. We all know that they're probably not really good for each other, but it's a whole thing.
Yeah, we don't want to get into it. They probably made a mistake in their marriage.
They did.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, we have it from a professional.
Yep.
They made a huge mistake all the time.
Not just once, so we can get into it. I don't know.
Oh, we will get into
it. We will get into it. First, I just want to introduce our friends, though.
Yeah, we got our friends of the show here, of course. We got Stuffed Rabbit over there.
Hello.
Fan favorite Stuffed Rabbit. We got a lot of fan mail for Stuffed Rabbit.
Really? Do you mean it?
Yeah, mean it. We mean it. So, you know, write in to NBC and say, hey, Stuffed Rabbit, she's good. Maybe other things.
Yeah,
don't just
you
do,
can
that.
Do that.
Be
you
a little more
it
creative.
It doesn't have to be a
scum.
Form letter. Yeah, scum of the streets. Street rats. Write in and tell us how much you like the show.
Street rats. I was going to sing Aladdin.
Don't do it.
I don't know all of
you
that.
You know what happened last time.
Yep.
Anyways, up here we have Clancy the Cat.
Oh, man, I remember what happened last time. That was pretty good singing, actually.
Oh, you like the singing?
Oh,
that's
I
right.
Love
you're
the
in
singing.
You,
yeah,
you,
singing.
You're a musical?
Yeah,
you love music.
Yeah. We're called the Krusty Jugs.
The Krusty Jugs. Can I,
yeah, we're...
Can I ask, is it a C or a J? Or a C or a K?
Well, there's a J in Jugs.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I didn't even ask that. That's bonus information.
Actually...
Krusty, is it a C or a K?
It's a C.
Okay.
We're not an animal. Well, we are technically drawn.
You're both cats.
We're technically animals, but
yeah.
Like we're civilized about it. We know how to spell.
Yeah, you can play.
And
the
play.
You know, keyboard cat.
Yeah,
plays the keyboard.
It's me and keyboard cat.
Nice.
Also known as Jim Carrey, and
you play a punk.
Yeah,
like
we're
punkalation.
Yeah,
music.
We do punk covers of Appalachian folk songs.
Oh, wow.
That's why we're the Krusty Jugs. I play the jug and sing.
And he plays
and,
the keyboard?
Well, no, because it doesn't really fit into the punk thing.
Oh,
so
okay.
He sets the keyboard to like a drum,
it's a
setting,
drum setting.
Oh,
and
okay.
Hits, like, makes a beat. He
cool.
drops the beat.
He drops the beat,
yeah. Krusty Jugs, I'll look that up.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You guys on iTunes?
No.
Shit.
We're on a Napster and CD Baby.
Check out CD Baby, I guess.
Yeah, right? I guess that's a good recommendation.
We're on BearShare and Kazza and also we're not on Spotify.
Okay.
If you get an old computer that has KidPix 7 on it, some of those music is in kid picks stuff.
Nice.
There's really a secret tab. It says preferences, but we all know everybody prefers the music of Krusty Jugs, so that's all that's in there.
Those are the preferences.
Yeah, you can't change nothing on it. You just listen to Krusty
Jugs.
Because
if you could change anything, what would it be? There's nothing to change.
It's a perfect program.
And then that's why they've never made a number 8.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the
reason. What would they do?
That's the only sole reason.
That they didn't make it.
I should specify, Jugs is spelled with 4 G's and a Z.
Jugs. I like it.
Cool. We're a little rebellious.
You got a punk streak.
We are animals, so we got a little wild side to
us. Yeah, but you're not animals.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, well, I mean, Keyboard Cat, he had rabies once, but it was this whole thing where he got mixed up with this groupie we had.
Uh-oh.
You know how groupie situations go. You gotta have a road dog for them road ladies. So, yeah.
Road diseases.
Road. Krusty Jugs. Look us up.
Krusty Jugs. Look you up on Napster. I definitely will.
CD baby.
We're on CD baby. It's not a big deal.
No, it isn't. Over here we have Tin Dog.
Tin Dog, how are you today, Tin Dog?
Well, I said, I'm doing pretty well. For myself.
This is the clearest I've ever heard you speak, Tin Dog.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Jenny's Orbeck.
It's not Jenny's.
I am technically a doctor.
It's not Jenny's Orbeck.
Jenny's Orbeck.
Yeah.
I'm close.
You sound pretty good, though.
Yeah, she's pretty clear. I take on the affectations I said of those around me.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you have to explain that every episode.
I don't know.
I feel like fans get it by now.
And
our dedicated fans.
Dedicated fans. Yeah. I'm speaking for Dr. Janice Horbeck.
Why are you speaking? I thought Tin Dog was speaking, Mike.
Yeah. I know. We've talked about this. We've talked about this off podcast a lot. Where I'm like, stop giving a crap about this.
We have not talked about this.
Don't do this to me right now, man. We've talked about this.
Are there some contentions?
Yeah, but we're not married, so we're
I wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah. It's a whole.
Yeah. It's
just two single rude dudes doing a podcast together.
Yeah.
Little rude dudes.
Yeah. Two rude ivory dudes doing a podcast together.
Cool.
Can be crude, it can be lewd, but you know.
It's never rude. It's a little rude sometimes.
No, we're rude dudes, but
yeah, but we're also
with
polite.
Crude lewd.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got your own punk streak.
Like. Hey, you want to be in Krusty Jugs?
Yeah. Do we want to be in Krusty Jugs?
I can play guitar. I can be in Krusty Jugs if you need it, you know?
I'm a kicker.
Well, I mean, we need both of those things.
You're
not a proper punk Appalachian cover band if you don't have a kicker. It's in the rule book.
Yeah, well, someone's got a kick.
That's what I've been saying.
When you're up on stage.
I've been telling Jim Carrey that for years, and he's like, we don't need a kicker. I'm like, hey, we need a kicker. Who's
gonna kick things up on stage?
Hey, Toothless Moguls, you know why they're more successful than us?
Why?
Because they got a kicker. That's what I'm saying. Toothless Moguls. Toothless Moguls.
Okay. Yep, Toothless Moguls.
Is that the J?
No. There's no J in Toothless Mogul. Well, actually, I mean, no, I don't really care enough about them to know everything.
Sound like dicks.
Oh, they're big. It's bad. Yeah. And then, you know, there's Toothless Moguls. There's Suspender Blarney Stones. They do, they actually do Appalachian folk covers of Irish folk songs. That's what they do. Yeah. So they had like a banjo and a jug. We've all got jugs in the band.
I'm sure. I can't think of a band that doesn't have a jug.
I can think of a lot of bands that don't have jugs, but
I seriously can't.
Appalachian punk cover bands. Like the Mamas and the Papas, they didn't have a jug player.
Are you serious? Really?
That explains a lot.
I've been drawn for years. I know.
You've seen some shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the Monkees? They didn't have them.
Did they have a
white? Mickey DeLenz played the jugs sometimes in the Monkees, so
okay.
They had a jug player. But overall, mostly Herman's Hermits, no jug player. There wasn't a jug player in a there wasn't a jug player in Duke Ellington's orchestra, from what I recall.
There was a kicker, though, wasn't there?
There was a kicker. Was
yeah,
a kicker.
He would just go around and kick.
Obligatory.
He sort of started. It was like an avant-garde kicking, though.
Yeah, you know, Queen, they never had a jug.
And I say they're all the worse for it.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with that, but okay. It couldn't have hurt, I'll say that.
No, it couldn't have hurt. That's what I'm saying. Like, it could only improve.
Yeah. The Beatles, what people don't know about the Beatles, when they started, they only played jugs.
Oh.
That's... What do you mean when they started? They were just a short-lived jug band, right?
No, they had a rich and successful career for 10 years.
Oh, I thought they fizzed out. I didn't hear much about them.
Yeah. I mean, you're a jug aficionado, so like you—that's all you follow. That's
well, I didn't really think of myself as a jug. I just didn't.
I can read you from here. You're a jug aficionado. You're perfect. You're a perfect kicker for crusty jugs.
Well, I mean, I'll have to look at my schedule, but I'll definitely do.
Are you in Toothless Moguls? Hey, look at me in the eye. Are you in Toothless Moguls?
I'm not in...
Those guys are posers.
The band. I mean, I've done work with them.
Like what kind of work?
Just on per song contract, like work. Just
I'm simple. Reading his body language right now, and I think that he's lying.
You're out of Krusty Jugs.
You're not helping.
Look,
you're out of Krusty Jugs. Mike.
My job.
Mike. Come on.
You're right, I am married to my work.
You are married to your work. That's how I knew. I knew there was some kind of marriage tension going on. I could have put my finger on it, but I think I've just fingered it. And
you just fingered it?
I think that there is definitely some tension.
So I need a spit take there.
Yeah, for those of you at home, this room is covered
it's
in
so
spit.
Much water.
It's ridiculous.
Water and spit, I guess.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Over here we have horse painting. White horse? Got anything for us?
He's not painting right now.
Oh, he's looking away. We got Screaming Eagle, who's mute. Now that's a face.
Yeah, everybody like, can I be in Krusty Jugs?
I imagine.
No.
Do you need a washboard player? He could probably play washboards with his talons. Yeah, we'll give him a shot.
Oh, all right. Well, all right. I mean, you know.
I mean, one thing you have to know about him, Clancy, is that Screaming Goku's Mute is all about leadership, so he might try to take over the band.
Yeah,
leadership. It's a risk we're willing to take. If we get a good washboard player, heck, I'll take it, no matter what the consequences. Yeah, if he needed to, if that's his thing.
That's his thing?
If that's his purgatory, or prerogative.
If that's his pierogi?
Yeah, that's his pierogi race.
Okay, interesting. And last but not least, we saved it, but Fanny and Reginald, what's going on? I really want to get into what's going on.
Yeah, so let's
have a fun week.
Yeah, so how did it go? How's it been?
It's been challenging.
Okay, here we go. You know what that sound means? It's time for Guess That Sample.
Yeah,
we'll get to your story.
We'll get to the main point of this episode.
Yeah, but you gotta have a little fun sometimes. You gotta keep it light.
You gotta keep it light.
Keeping it light's out of sight.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind, baby.
There it is.
Yep, that's what we always say here at the studio.
Yeah.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yep. Out of sight, out of mind. Yeah, we're really not into object permanence here.
Yeah. No.
Out of sight, out of existence, really.
Out of sight, what are we even talking about?
Yeah, out of sight, come again? That's what I say.
And then I say, out of sight, come thrice?
All right, so, Doc, here's how we play this. Play a sample.
Uh-huh.
You just guess the name of it.
Okay, just guess the name of that sample,
yeah.
Whatever I hear.
Please, though, I cannot stress this enough, do not talk during sample.
Okay, I promise
that's
I won't.
That's the most important rule.
I'll be
silent. Yeah.
Silent.
Because you might miss a very important piece of information in the sample.
Okay.
I'll give away
yeah.
the key
the
to
name.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll be.
Okay. So, Mike, How about you go first? We'll show her how it's done.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Let me catch you one up here.
Cool.
All right. And we're all set.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'll show you how it's done, because I've done it before.
Oh,
Mike. Oh, darn it. I thought... I was just trying to comfort her.
We're six episodes.
I was kind of confused.
I was just trying to comfort... I was trying to explain.
I needed to be comforted.
I feel like she's comforted.
Okay. Just trying to explain.
Mac and cheese. All right,
just go. Just go.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I just wanted to say...
Mike.
Oh! I am such...
Get it out now, whatever you're going to say.
I just wanted to say, you know, just see how this is done.
Okay, just watch you.
Yeah,
watch
I just wanted to say, make sure you don't talk to the sample.
Okay. All right. Gotta be quiet. Yeah. Got it.
Ready? Yeah.
Here we go. So shut up. Darn it. All right. Okay. This fourth time's the charm. We say that around the office.
Mike, guess that sample.
I'm going to have to go with the Slinky's treacherous journey down the staircase.
Oh, my God. That was very close. He was called Officer.
Officer?
Judges, can we accept that?
Yeah, judges, what do you think?
They're shaking their head now.
Mm. That was really close, though. I feel like that's semantics, honestly, at this point.
Well, I mean, you got 1/16th of the point.
Well, you know what I have to say for myself? I'm going to give myself 0 points, because I don't go by what the judges say. I'm giving myself zero.
Listen, I'm not a big fan of the judges being here, either. But the network, you know how they are.
I'm going Renegade.
Our three judges this time, because we're on NBC, we have guest judges. Sharon Osbourne, Howie Mandel, and Howard Stern from America's Got Talent. We do a little cross-promotion thing.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so they're, and I just don't respect any of the three of them.
Well,
Sharon,
a little bit Harry Mandel.
Herman Mandel.
A little bit Herman Mandel, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
Herman Mandel. I think he did really good work on This Is How We Do It.
Oh, How We Do It is great.
This is Herman Do It.
I can't wait for Get Over It. That's his new prank show coming out.
Oh, is it?
Get
oh,
over
man.
It?
Yeah.
Is I mean, it,
it's on TBS.
Do you think it's going to be as good as, do you think it's going to be good as Off the Rockers or whatever?
I mean, is anything ever going to be, well, let me put it this way.
I mean, Golden Girls in its prime.
Well, let me put it this way.
What?
That was on NBC. We're on NBC. I love Off Their Rockers. Nothing could be better than Off Their Rockers, except maybe Get Over It. Even though that's on TBS, it's very funny.
Yeah. Well, so, I mean, you know, characters welcome.
What's the so he pranks people and then he
just like ridicules them. Like he pranks them. Like
he pranks them.
Like what does he do? He like kidnaps somebody's child. Like a mom's walking down the street with a stroller. He kidnaps the baby and she's crying. He's like, "Hey, get over it, loser."
Yeah, that is very funny.
Make another baby.
Yeah,
you got eggs.
Yeah, he can tell that about a person. I saw a commercial for it where he was like, he dressed up. He sort of dressed up as a construction worker, hard hat and everything. And
made the construction worker kind of face.
Yeah, made that kind of construction site face. And then would drop things on people.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like steel beams, like girders.
Yep.
And then
just be like, "Get over it."
Yeah.
"Hey, get up." "Hey, get up."
So he doesn't.
"Hey, get up." "Get up."
"Hey, get over it."
"Get up."
Or actually, also, there are special episodes of it where he's like a motivational, like, they do these motivational exercises. Uh-huh. Where, like, he sets up an obstacle course and it's like a big wall they have to get over. And they can't do it, but he's like, "Get over it.
Get over it. Get over it. Get over it.
Get over
that wall. You can do it."
There's also an episode where some college students procrastinated on an essay, so they have to pull an all-nighter.
Oh, gosh.
And he's like, "There's a wall that you hit.
Get over it.
Get over it."
But mostly it's just him making fun of people mercilessly.
Yeah.
Just being a real grade A piece of beef jerky.
Oof. Yeah.
Harsh words.
But thanks for coming. Anyways, thanks for coming to judge our games, and we appreciate
it. Thanks for coming, you human piece of garbage.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for coming, you slab of useless meat.
Of Howard Stern.
Thank you. That was. And Sharon.
Gotta be sure to listen to Howard Stern.
Sharon, you look great. You look
wonderful.
She's the best.
She's okay.
Oh.
Hold on a second.
Wow. She's the best out of the three of them, but barely.
Yeah, well...
Okay,
I know you don't like to make your words, small, but that, she like, is that's, by far the greatest.
That's, well, out of the three of them.
Out of the three of them. If you're gonna,
that's not an accomplishment.
If you're going to open it up to the four of them, definitely her dog.
You're better
her
than, dog? Oh, you're better than...
Her dog is way better.
Worthless piece of garbage, Howie Mandel, and... Useless slab of meat.
Howard Stern.
Like, that's not
the Howies and Howards.
Howies and Howards.
Yeah. Howie. This is Howard Do It. Howard Stern should have a prank show called This Is Howard Do It.
I'd watch that.
I
TBS would definitely think that.
Yeah, that sounds very funny. And, you know, Howard Stern, he could be on USA. Because that is,
you know, characters are
welcome.
Said a word at the same time. There we go. All right. Good fun. So, Doc, you ready to try this out?
Yeah, definitely. I think I've got the ketchup. All right.
So, we've had one person go. So,
well, we had to explain that we had guest judges. You know?
Yeah, and
some,
who they are.
Some just horrible people.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. Oh, I feel the lack of soul.
So, Doc,
yes.
Here you go.
Okay.
Guess this sample.
Okay.
One stop. Don't walk right.
Okay. Can you turn it up?
Yeah, it's as loud as it goes.
Okay.
It fades.
It might help, though.
Oh,
just something to think about.
Yeah,
for
can we try turning
episode.
It up?
Okay.
Can we just try turning it up a little bit?
Yeah, here we go. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay, he turned that down. That was
obnoxious. That was a little loud.
Ow.
Hold on. All right. I think it's okay.
But turn it up a little bit so you can hear it.
Okay. Well, I think that this is called...
Guys, you gotta wait till the sample's done.
Oh, I felt like I had a good idea. I wanted to kind of
this is
go
a 13
with that
second
We're spitballing!
No judgment in brainstorming, okay?
This is a
yeah, there are no bad ideas in brainstorming.
Except it's a bad idea to talk while the sample.
Well,
I'm explaining.
I don't know.
That's from your limited perspective, where you take everything from these judges over here.
I see. You're
I'm not trying to get canceled by network.
Oh, and so you're judging me because I am?
No, I'm not a judge.
Oh, and all you do is value judges?
I mean, I value judges of any race, creed, or religion, or anything. So I feel like that's
physical
okay.
ability.
Well, if they're handy. Don't get me started.
on how welcoming you are of
Yeah. If they don't have an arm, I'm gonna hug them anyway. Even though it'd be a very loose hug.
A lot of people wouldn't agree with you.
Yeah
you're taking a hard stance.
Listen, I'm a very cavalier hugger.
Yeah.
Are you
right?
He's a maverick.
I love Cleveland's basketball team and I hug all of them every time I play a game. But also I'm just very like I'm a trailblazer.
You're a member.
I'm a trailblazer with my hugging. Like,
do you go above?
I'm a hugging trailblazer.
Yep.
So I'm like, I'm an honorary member of the Portland Trailblazers basketball team when I hug people after
that. Yeah, it's magical. It's magical.
I'm a magic hugger. Like, I work
like
for Orlando
like
Magic.
Like, you're a wizard.
Yeah, and I also, well, we'll get to that. I also hug Magic Johnson a lot when I see him.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's still a little shaken up from the AIDS thing.
It gets a little
hot.
Yeah.
I mean... Sometimes in Miami, I'm a heat hugger, you know.
Yeah.
I hug the heat.
Just because your clothes hugs you because you're so sweaty. Pretty humid. got him. I was like sticking it to the man.
You really did.
I was like sticking it to the man. Much like his shirt is sticking to the man when he's so sweaty.
Ooh, it is humid there.
Yeah. More like humor. Oh, man.
Great, man. Okay, guess this thing. Alright, I'm ready. Okay. I'm gonna guess presidential helicopter landing post alien attack.
Judges, can we accept that? How? How did the thing we pushed the latex glove over his head and blow us up?
Slaying you.
Howie, you rascal, what are you gonna do next?
I just don't agree.
You're gonna screw everything up.
I just don't agree with having judges on the show. I just don't agree with
it. They said you get 2 points, but it was way wrong. It's called medal ceremony short.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Shoot.
Shoot some ladders.
Shoot some ladders indeed. God, how are
you? Tindog? You're up. Okay. Good speech. You were doing so well earlier. What happened?
I just want to get to this sample.
Okay, we'll get to it. Okay, here we go, Tindog. Okay, Tindog, what do you think that was called?
I gotta say that one was called... Just strutting your stuff.
No. Judges?
Sharon shaking her head.
You got 32 eighths for that one, Tindog. You were wrong, but it's called Electric Rodeo Shorts.
So four?
And your universe, yeah.
Good at fractions, this one.
Yeah, he's good. He's good at fractions. See, I always ask him questions if I'm working on my math homework.
Oh, he's there for you.
Yeah. I get a lot of math homework. It's pretty, it's not cool. I think my teacher hates me.
Ooh. Oh, well, that happens.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Clancy, guess this sample. All right, I'm on it. Was that called Funky Turkey? No, it wasn't. You were very close. It's called Galleria Short. You got 0 points for that, Clancy. Actually, nope, you got negative 0 points for that. I don't even know how that
So works. Zero?
Hey, Tindog?
Sub-zero.
Kid you not? Anyway.
Sub-zero, what?
Stuffed rabbit.
Wait, what?
Stuffed rabbit, I have a feeling I know what you're going to guess for this.
Okay.
But here we go.
Is it love?
I knew you were going to say that. It's Breakbeat Short, but you're wrong, and you still got 14 points.
Oh, that's sweet.
And well, horse painting.
Hey,
both the horses are asleep, so we're not doing that.
Oh, great. Man, they've been out of it today.
Yeah.
They've been really out of it.
Are they in a
wheelchair? No. They're just stuck in a painting.
Okay.
They're just trapped in time.
My mistake.
Do you want to get Screaming Eagle? Let's get him
in. Yeah, Screaming Eagle, who's me? Let's just do it anyway. Let's see, what do we got here for you? Ooh, this is going to be a good one. I was so confused.
He was like, boom?
Yeah, I think it's called Communication Engaged. You get a point. You're good. You're a good sport for putting up with us mocking your disability.
Yeah.
All right, my turn. My turn to do one. Mike, you want to set this all up?
Let me get that sample for you to guess that sample. Let me see. Okay, can you not talk during the samples, please?
Hey, sorry, my bad. Chalkboard ripping paper.
Do you think the chalkboard is ripping the paper?
Yeah.
No, it's packing boxes.
Judges, alright, I got 0 points on that.
Well, at least you're honest.
Yeah, I was not penalized for it, so that's cool.
Not even penalized.
Well, no, that's gross. Okay. Alright, and that's how you play Guess That Sample. Fun times.
Man, my stomach hurts.
from all that guessing.
No, just separately.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my stomach hurts.
Note.
Yeah, there's a side note. I thought you guys should know what my body feels like right now.
How's your head?
My head, I don't really think about it, I try not to.
So, we got to take a quick message from our sponsors here.
Alright. Jeez, who's,
I want a quick break. So, we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, let me ask you something, Mr. Big Shot.
What?
Do you like laughing at the news?
Yeah, because it's so dumb these days.
Well, here's an idea. Why don't you, instead of watching, your Fox News or your CNNs or your MSNBCs, why don't you pick up Froth Magazine?
That sounds dumb. What is it?
It's not dumb. It's Penn State's only humor publication.
Humorous because it's badly told news?
Humorous because it's satire and meant to be funny.
Oh, yes. That sounds like my cup of tea.
Oh, it's everybody's cup of tea. Hey, here's a thought.
What?
Do you not like magazines?
No, I hate them.
Do you love newspapers?
I do love newspapers.
Well, then pick up the Legion. That's the fake newspaper published by Froth.
Is it full of articles?
It's full of articles, but newsflash.
What?
They're fake articles.
Aren't all articles fake these days?
They are, but we admit to it. That's why we're better than everybody else.
Especially BuzzFeed, am I right?
Yeah, you are right. Because guess what we don't do in Legion?
What?
Make dumb lists of stuff and talk about the 90s. Side note, we do sometimes talk about the 90s, but you know what?
Also, every so often we make a list.
Every so often, but not too often. And hey,
yeah.
It's funny, so just read it. It's not all lies. It is all lies, but we admit to them being lies. And also, it's good for lining a cow stable with.
Yeah, so cows, expect to pay, because we're not just giving this out for free.
You're a full market.
Yeah.
Full market. We gotta have you guys pay, or else we're losing a lot of money. Humans, don't pay for it. And every other animal, don't pay for it.
Yeah, free for humans, free for giraffes, free for echidnas.
Mm-hmm. Anteaters.
Ocelots. Free for ocelots?
Yeah.
I think those are all the animals.
It's every animal.
Other than cows.
Since the Great Flood, that is.
Oh, man. Yeah, the flood of people leaving the theater for Noah.
Noah really botched that one, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Killed most of the animals.
Yeah, poor guy. He probably feels really
so
guilty.
So cows, buy Froth, okay?
Humans, just pick it up.
Yeah, throw it away if you want. Just take it from us so we don't have a bunch hanging out in our office.
Mm-hmm. That's Froth, Penn State's premier, only, best, worst, funniest, least funniest, because it's the only humor publication.
Visit froth.com to see all back issues, and hey, look out for racks on campus and read some.
Alright, listeners, we are back, and, you know, that was a very long break we just took.
Woof.
The sun has gone down. It's dark out there. We can't see where the gigantic lizard is going.
Yeah, we really lost track of time.
I hope he stays away from my apartment. You know. Oh, man. So, we're back now, and we've still got Dr. Janice.
Yeah, thanks for staying around.
Still got Dr. Janice.
You know, my kids didn't get picked up.
Oh, you know what? Let them walk.
Let them walk.
Yeah,
seriously.
It'll be good
for
them.
Fine.
Michelle Obama probably wants
let
them to.
You know what? Yeah. Kids should walk home from school. That's my thing. And now it's time for a brand new segment on the show. Don't Act Surprised.
With Nick Miller.
With Nick Miller. It's going to give you a few of my beliefs. So we're going to really nail into some things here.
Okay.
Guys, don't act surprised. Fruitcake is bad.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Starting out strong.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Hey, don't act surprised. I'm going to let my kids drink Mountain Dew when they're 2 years old.
I feel like that, I don't know. I just don't know the effects of what that, because that's caffeinated and that might not be.
Well, as a scientist, I think that the jury's still out, so...
Wait, are you a scientist or a doctor?
You're a scientist of the heart.
Is a doctor
I don't
want to
break the rules of this game, but I'm a little surprised finding out you're a scientist.
Wow, okay.
Don't act surprised.
Don't act surprised, all right?
Doctors are scientists.
Is a scientist not an artist? Is a poet not a chef? So think about that for 1 second.
Are you a
poet? Don't act surprised. Those don't make sense.
Are you a poet?
I'm not surprised, yeah.
Oh, wow. We got to hear.
Don't even know it. Hey, don't act surprised. Too many deer heads detract from the decor.
Do you mean like when decorating a room, just if you put too many deer heads
Yeah, don't put
up?
Too many deer heads in. Don't be surprised. It's bad.
They detract from the decor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I actually don't have any
I've got
deer
this
heads.
Fine painting and these nice leather couches, but oh, I've got 75 deer heads in this room.
That's not a good one?
Yeah.
It's drawing what it detracts from the decor.
Okay.
It detracts.
I'm a little surprised.
Hey, don't act surprised, but I like it when the weather's warm.
Okay, that's like a that's like a personal opinion of what you
don't act surprised.
Okay.
Armadillos sleep in the middle of the road with their feet in the air.
It's just an animal fact.
Hey, guys.
Okay.
Don't act surprised. People grow and eat okra.
The plant? Yeah.
What? Okay.
No, they
I'm
do.
Just, I'm just, okay. All right. I'll take right. word for it.
Don't you dare act surprised.
Okay.
My face is stone.
Yeah, her face is stone.
Don't act surprised. I think bootstraps are underappreciated.
Yeah. Well, I mean, me too, actually. That one I definitely agree with, where it's like, pick yourself up by your bootstraps, you street rats!
Exactly. And one final one.
Oh.
Hey, don't act surprised, but you might be a redneck if you're racist and you sleep with your sister.
Whoa. Alright.
Don't act surprised!
I kind of feel like a lot of your other Don't Act Surprised were like... I feel like it took a left turn because all the others were sort of celebrating the Southern lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. You know.
And then that last one just went hard. It took a hard left.
You know?
Into Democrat land.
Yeah.
It took a hard left.
Oh, I get it. Hard left, Democrat.
Hard left into Democrat land.
Yeah, Democrats.
Democrats.
Giving a thumbs down for the people at home.
Yeah, send them
see.
To the murder tubes.
Sharon Osbourne's dog is loving this.
Sharon Osbourne's dog. Oh. I just want to say, by the way, I'm sorry, dog, but the judges aren't supposed to speak. They're supposed to be impartial during this. Oh, okay. That's
well,
attitude.
Technically, the dog's not a judge, but the real issue here is... You're not really supposed to have animals in the studio.
Yeah.
Unauthorized animals. We have our friends of the show.
Yeah, they all have like visitor tabs on.
Yeah, you know,
we just put a sticker on Clancy over there.
Something, speaking of friends of the show.
Yeah.
Did we forget something in the last game? I completely forget.
The last game.
I felt like a fool. You know, I guess I felt like a fool thing, like, right?
That was fair.
You know what? No, we did. You're right. There's specifically... Someone here that we forgot.
Salisbury Jones. Oh, yeah. There we go. Good fun. Is that a word at the same time again? Two and one ep. It's a two-in-one. It's a two-in-one deal for you there.
Two for one Tuesday, or whenever you're listening to this.
I'm not going to lie. I felt kind of upset that you guys forgot about me.
Look, yeah, we're sorry. We won't forget anyone else in this game for the
rest of
the
We're excited that we had a doctor here, a medical professional.
Medical.
Yes. Yeah, a poet, a chef, a scientist.
Renaissance woman, really.
Renaissance
but
woman.
Doctor first.
Are you like a therapist also?
Yes.
You know who else was a therapist? Dr. Fraser Crane.
Nope. Oh, no.
Really?
What have you done?
Yeah.
What have you done?
Yeah. He
don't go into Fraser.
Yeah. Really?
It was, you know, what a good show. I can't.
Do you have favorite episodes?
Oh, man.
No.
There's a good one where it's early on.
Yeah.
Where Niles learns that his wife is cheating on him with her fencing instructor.
Oh.
And so... He goes to confront her at their house, and the fence constructor's there, and they have a sword fight, and it's so funny.
That's amazing.
There's another good
one.
Every day.
There's another good one.
The past 20
years. After Niles gets separated from his wife. Spoiler alert! Where after Niles gets separated from his wife, he lives in his own apartment, and he gets a bird to, like... I don't remember the exact reason why. It's one of my favorite episodes, but I can't learn all the details.
Don't have all the time in the day for all
afraid
of
But this
details.
Bird, like, it's afraid of loud noises, so someone rings the doorbell and it, like, attaches itself to his head. But he has a dinner party that night, and he's got this bird stuck to his head. It's good. That a great show. You know, never been a better show, never will be a better show. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, yeah, the show where a guy gets a bird stuck to his head.
Wow.
That's only one episode.
That's really good, though.
That's not the theme
I thought Fraser was about a man who separated from his wife. This is all in the credits. And then they're like, then a bird got stuck in his head. Fraser.
Coincidentally, Fraser is divorced in this show from Lilith, who is his wife on Cheers.
Coincidentally.
Oh.
Well, because his brother, Niles, is separated from his wife.
So it's two single guys.
I don't know if that's a coincidence.
Two single rude dude psychiatrists in Seattle in the 90s. Ow! Yeah!
Bird on his head.
Head bird head.
We got a classic bird head. Let's
get a sign up for Sal.
Yeah. Well, what? What did you just say? To what out for Sal? A sign out for Sal?
A song.
Well,
or a sample.
We're not
sample.
He's okay. We're going to wait for the next game to include him.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know, we can't disrupt the timeline of the show.
Oh, almost dropped my pen. Yeah, I mean, we don't have time. Like, if we... Thank goodness we didn't forget anyone else, or else we would have...
That can really hurt people's
feelings. I feel like NBC would probably pull us for being bad hosts if we forgot anybody else.
Oh, at least all we have to do is imagine it. Because it isn't happening.
Oh, man. I'd be so upset if it really happened.
Well, don't get down on yourselves. You guys are fighting
for that. Uh-oh! Breaking news! I'm thinking of a word.
All right.
Now, this is a fan classic. That we don't do enough, honestly. That's what they say. That's what they write in the comments section. That's what they write into NBC.
Yeah, I've seen angry blog posts from mom blogs.
Jezebel.
Ooh, those mom blogs.
Jezebel.
Salon. Gawker.
ExoVane.
Yeah.
ExoJane.
ExoJane.
AV Club. Onion AV Club.
Mm-hmm.
AOL.com.
Tearjerker.
Yeah. The Facebook integration of Hulu.
Live Journal. Every Live Journal account.
WordPress.
Oh, Fanga. Yeah, WordPress. Yeah. I've even just heard that there's a lot of Microsoft Word documents out there that are just...
floating around.
They're furious that we don't do this enough.
So we're here to remedy that.
Yeah,
Nick thought of a word.
I thought of a word. So, Tin Dog, what do you think the word is?
Oh, is it embarrassment?
It is not embarrassment. So sorry. You're very close. Salisbury Jones, what do you think it is?
I bet it's, laying down the sick beat.
That is more than one word. I'm thinking of one word. Sorry, Sal. But I'm glad to have you in the game.
I'm glad to play the game. You know, I love the game. I'm here for the love of the game. Always. I love games so much. Almost much as I love playing bass.
Okay, we didn't need a life story there, bud.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next player, please.
Okay, Clancy, guess that word. Crusty Jugs? Stop trying to plug your band.
Yeah, that was...
You did it at the top.
That was less organic.
We're all interested in your band.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to keep doing this.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mike?
Yeah? Was it fluorosilmalatide?
Nope. Doc, what do you think?
Carbon?
Ever the doctor, scientist, poet, chef over here.
Sorry, don't.
Stuffed rabbit? What is it? What do you think it's going to be?
Love?
No, sorry.
It's
never love.
Learn from that. It's always love. No, it
is not. No.
Okay.
Why would there be war if it's always love? Huh?
You stumped her, Nick.
Whoa.
Oh, no. Nick, she's crying.
How did you do that?
Stuffy, I didn't mean... That was an honest question.
No.
It's been a rough week.
Sweetheart.
You know? My uncle lost that plane...
Wait.
Hold on. Lost
as
in...
That was you.
Disappeared, or...?
Yeah, you know, the Malaysian plane.
Oh.
My uncle's the one who lost it. So.
He must feel like a dunce head.
You don't mince your
words
either.
Yeah.
I'm right to the...
Pardon his French.
Pardon my French.
All right, look.
He's
professional.
He felt like a real dunderhead.
He must feel like a real dunce head.
Cool. Good.
Good. Yeah, he's a real piece of.
Whoa, pal.
Okay, sorry. I took it a little too far.
Yeah, that was close. All right.
Okay.
Horse painting. Oh, you're paying attention now.
Oh,
great.
Finally.
Great to have you.
Hey, thanks for joining us.
What do you think the word is? White horse. Nope. Screaming always mute. Nah, go for it.
Yeah. Just make a face. That face was like, there's a bomb.
But it couldn't be less wrong. Sorry.
That was awful. All right. And I guess that's it. So did any of us get the word right?
Nope, nobody did.
Oh.
And that's how you play. I'm thinking of a word.
Oh, man. Oh, I'm just having a great time.
It's a close game. If it was close.
My head is killing me.
Oh, now the stomach. Uh-oh. First the stomach, now the head, huh?
Yeah, it traveled up my throat during that game, and it landed in my face.
Watch out for your ears, man.
I mean, at least they both don't hurt at the same time. That'd be something to be very concerned about, I feel like.
Oh, if my head and stomach hurt at the same time?
Yeah.
Call 911.
Yeah.
If my head hurts, and then it travels up and down my throat to go to other parts of my body, just goofy.
Ooh. Did your throat hurt?
It did while it was traveling up.
You could feel it.
I could feel the pain be in my chest and then in my throat and then my chin and then my lips. Then the outer, then my nose.
The outer.
And it's just sort of spread then from my nose. It's sort of like runoff that's just sort of gone all over my face. My forehead, my cheeks.
Like the image.
Yeah, I'm just having so much fun.
I'm very sorry to hear about that. I had no idea.
Well, I'm sorry to feel it.
Not as sorry as I am to have to listen to that story.
Oh, my. You're a real hero for listening to my story, Nick.
Hey, you know, I don't want any medals. I'm just here to, you know, for the love of the game.
I don't feel like you came up with that. For the love of the game?
For the love of the game?
I kind of feel like I've heard someone else say that. Like, during this show.
Oh, well, me and Sal say it sometimes. It's like it's a fun thing we do as friends.
Oh, well, me and Sal don't have any fun things we do as friends.
That's because we ain't friends. You don't have Korean basis.
That's true. I don't think... I'm trying to work on that. I'm trying to get
when
better.
You work on it, like, get it done,
yeah,
then we'll talk and have a fun thing.
Okay. I think next show I'll have it.
I hope so.
Next show I'll have it.
I hope so, because I love you, man.
Sal.
Alright, I'm working on it.
It's really emotionally.
Yeah, Mike just cut the mid there. Okay.
No, I'm working on it. Let's just say I'm working on it.
So, Doc, what have you been up to lately?
Yeah.
The huge.
Yeah, that's kind of the question.
Alright, next question.
There we go.
Good answer.
Yeah. So, when you write poetry,
uh-huh,
what sort of subjects do you like to write about?
That's such a good question.
Yeah.
I think of.
Thank you.
You're very intuitive.
I know, right? I keep saying that to people, and they're always like, who are you?
I'm sure people love it when you say that to them.
Yeah.
So what I like to do is I like to look at something that I see, and then I try to rhyme words with that object that I've seen, and then kind of let it kind of flows out of me from there.
Yeah, like, can you just do that to anything? Like,
I was going to say, could you do a poem about Mike right off the top of this?
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
Mike.
Off the fly, on the cuff?
Yeah. Mike.
Yeah.
Shrike. Like. Psych.
Hmm. Is that poetry?
I think it is poetry. So.
That's like you're just a human rhyming dictionary. There's no substance to that.
No, you see, I'm flipping the metaphor.
Yeah, she's flipping the metaphor, Nick.
I'm only an English minor, not a major, so I don't know all the ins and outs.
Yeah, well,
and
that metaphor, bud.
For some people, they have to go to school, and then some people, they don't have to go to school for that. And
it's
someone
very
with
wisely
degrees,
put.
Yeah. Some people just have
some people have to go to school. Some people don't have to go to school.
Some people don't go to school, so.
Wisely put.
Yeah, some people are too cool.
Too cool.
For school?
Don't draw.
Here's that poetry again.
I can't
sit on the stool.
You can't stop. Once you get that bug, what's your bit by the bug?
I'm going to break that rule.
Oh!
Actually, I feel like you should have started rhyming with bug at that point.
You can't. You just
once
don't
again,
get it.
Yeah, once
you just
again,
don't get it,
kind of out of the loop.
Yeah, you gotta flip that metaphor.
I mean, maybe I'm flipping metaphor and doing my own.
No.
Well, I don't think so.
Nope.
I think we would know.
No, we would know.
I mean,
she's
I
doing it, and I'm like, got it. Flip the metaphor.
Cut
the metaphor. Flipped. That metaphor is like a piece and a board of Othello. Flipped.
I've never played Othello.
Assimilating.
Are you talking about the Shakespeare?
It takes minutes. It's minutes to learn, a lifetime to master. So you better start now.
Clock sticking.
Are we talking about the game or the play?
It's all about the play, not the game. Don't hate the play, hate the game.
Shakespeare advocate.
Othello the game is a horrible adaptation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yikes.
Don't hate the play, hate the game.
I don't understand. They did not stay true to the play at all. Where are they coming up with this stuff?
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't represent.
So weird. Like, it's like, what? Did they watch the play? Did they have a copy of the script when they made the game? Or are they just like, cool.
I mean, it's kind of like they're flipping the metaphor, but you can tell it's like, no.
They're really phoning it in.
Yeah, kind of like you.
Well, yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
What?
I'm sorry.
No, kind of like.
I'm
kinda
sorry.
Like,
no, look, I needed somebody to call me out on this.
Yeah. You flipped the metaphor. You're phoning it in.
I've been sailing through life thinking I was doing it all right. And, you know.
Failing.
Just straight failing.
Yeah.
Failing hard, buddy.
Well.
Failing hard or hardly failing? I'll tell you. Failing hard. That's
what. Oh, yeah. Failing hard. Big time.
Yeah. I mean, you're here, aren't you? Gonna reevaluate your life. that led to this point.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
It's time for a new game on the show. Staring contest.
Boom!
We already had a sound, so you don't have to do that.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
Well, I'm sure...
Scratch!
I'm sure everybody could guess how you play staring contest.
Mm-hmm. Pick a thing to stare at. Stare at it. For as long as you can. Go. How are you guys feeling?
Oh, I'm in it to win it.
Yeah.
My eyes are watering.
God, I blinked. God.
Ow.
God, I always do this. I blink too soon.
Hey, it's better than blinking too late. That's what I always say whenever dust is flying around. Oh, all right.
I
got distracted by something next to the thing I was staring at, so I feel like that was kind of a... I kind of broke the rule.
Not too cool for school. Nice. Some rude dudes.
That's how you play a staring contest. Oh, a refreshing man. Twist on an old classic.
Refreshing twist on an old classic, much like Sprite Zero.
Who is not our sponsor, but...
No, I just love Sprite Zero.
Yeah, Mike loves Sprite Zero. He hates Sprite, but loves Sprite Zero.
Who? What were they thinking?
Mike's the kind of person who really likes... Like, he prefers the sequel to the original.
Yeah.
Mm. Mike loves Good Day to Die Hard better than the first Die Hard.
Die Hard, why would he take his shoes off?
Because it's a right-wing Republican's favorite Christmas movie.
Whoa, don't act surprised.
Hey, don't act surprised. Right-wing Republican's favorite Christmas movie? Die Hard.
Want to guess my favorite Shrek? 4.
You monster.
Do you see the beginning ones, or do you just skip to on principle?
Why would I watch the show when I know they're just building up and they're getting a feel for the characters?
No, listen.
The first three Shrek movies, I'm assuming, are just sort of searching around trying to figure out who the characters are.
No, so they're pretty solidly set in the first one. They don't have a lot.
Like they are set. I feel like we learned pretty much everything we need to know.
They don't really change throughout the series.
Have you seen the fourth one?
I wrote the fourth one. Who's the poet?
Oh my god!
Yeah, because that is the most beautiful work of poetry I've ever seen.
Yeah.
May I have your autograph?
Of course, yeah. Let me write it right on your hand.
Alright.
Wash that off.
You got a talented family.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, the rest of my family can't do anything. But
what about that plane? Your uncle.
Sorry, man.
Cripes, guys. He lost the plane. Let's not bring
it up. I thought you said he flew the plane.
That would be worse for the family.
A pilot? Why don't you just have someone who loses a plane while you're at it? Aren't they the same thing?
No.
Not typically.
Well, not until recently.
Not until recently.
We don't know. Well, now we do. Your uncle. I'm sorry. I keep bringing it up, man.
Unbelievable.
I'm sorry. This just... I don't mean to bring up tension in a relationship.
That's what you're doing.
I think it's really... It's healthy to talk about tension in a relationship.
Maybe when you're married, but when you're two rude dudes on a podcast.
We're not married, and we don't really know anyone... Who is married?
No, I've never.
But if you were to get married, hypothetically, you would want to talk about it because you don't want to let it bottle up.
Well, but that doesn't apply to this because we're not married.
That's true.
No, we're not married.
It'd be stupid for us to talk about it right now.
Yeah,
like, I don't want to talk about emotional tension.
If you're not married and you're talking about tension like with this other person that you're not married to, stop.
Yeah, get a grip on yourself.
Hey, what do you even do?
What's your thing? What's your deal, man?
Exactly. Hit the brakes. Nope, hit the
brakes. Alternately hit the brakes if you're on ice.
Yeah.
Brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Yeah, you hit the brakes before you hit the bricks.
Oh,
there's a building at the bottom of the hill.
Old brownstone.
You know, I don't even remember why we had you on the show.
No.
I mean, we're
interested in, therapy and
marriage counseling
and stuff. We're interested in the science behind it and stuff. Yeah,
marriages go wrong. I mean, I wish I could give you guys more insight.
You know, for the love of God, I just can't think of why we had you here, other than
our love of science.
And poetry.
Yeah, and poetry and cooking, frankly. This is, to me, this sort of represents a cooking podcast as well. We don't talk about cooking, but the spirit of it.
Favorite pasta recipe, go!
Rugiallo.
Not you, her.
Oh.
The chef.
I'm
a chef. That's actually it. That was it.
Rugiallos?
Rugiallos, yeah.
Okay.
It's Greek.
Favorite fast food place?
McDonald's.
That's how we do it.
This is how we do it.
All right, lightning round. Lightning round of questions.
Let's do it.
Favorite poet?
Jasper.
Casper.
It's all for it.
The friendly ghost.
This is for the guests.
The friendly
poet.
Enough.
We do enough talking.
Okay, yeah, right, sorry. Right, I won't the next time.
Favorite scientist? Not yourself.
Leibniz.
Not yourself.
Sorry, it's
not yourself.
Okay. Marie Curie.
Madame Curie.
Whoa!
Scientist man!
What? Could you not answer the questions for the guests?
Sorry, I forgot. It's a lot like talking during the sample.
Yeah, it's a lot like talking during the sample. Anyway.
All right.
Okay, lightning round. Next question.
Woo!
Favorite recipe of any food ever?
Melt butter. Add cheese. Pour on top of rice.
Melt grapes. Leave in sun. Pour on top of oatmeal.
Hold on. How do you melt a grape?
Heat?
Heat.
I didn't know grapes melt.
You apply enough.
Grapes don't melt at that temperature.
You don't understand what temperature I'm even referring to.
This recipe was an inside job. Grapes don't melt at that temperature.
Oh, what are you, a recipe grape truther right now?
Yeah, I'm a grape truther.
Whoa.
Vine 11?
That's the end of the lightning round. Oh, man. Well, you know,
butt hurts.
It just struck
me.
It went all the way around.
Yeah, it went down my throat, through my chest, my stomach. I was like, not again. It just kept going.
Burrowing, yeah.
Oh, burrowing into my butt. Now my butt hurts.
All right. Well, it just struck midnight. That means all of our friends just went back to being inanimate.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even check. It struck midnight during
flies.
The lightning round, and time flies much like a bird. And,
poetry.
Yeah, like much like an eagle, as you can see by the
screaming eagle.
Screaming eagle, excuse me. And, you know, not like Tin Dog here, really, but.
Really nothing like
Tin Dog. Who else do we have? Clancy? No, not a bird.
No.
Stuffed rabbit. That's a rabbit. The horses don't fly.
No.
No.
Sal.
Sal.
He has a pilot's license, but he doesn't fly
away.
Yeah,
not ever since your uncle.
Can the judges fly?
The pilots, can you fly?
Howie
Mandel's flapping his arms. This is not how we do it.
Oh, how are you going to screw everything up?
Is that classic. Everyone? I think we got everyone, right?
Good game.
Oh, no.
Oops.
I just remembered why we had you here.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, God.
You were the marriage counselor for Fanny and Reginald.
Oh, God.
You've been hard at work
pissed.
All week. Well, they can't talk now, so it's a good thing.
I don't know. I want to get chewed out.
Yeah, it's past midnight. They're inanimate.
I can't believe it.
We shouldn't have taken that long of a break.
No. It was a bad planning on our part to take a 7-hour break.
Oh,
well,
no.
Don't beat yourselves up, though.
You know what? Honestly, I'm not that concerned about it.
I don't really care about their marriage that much. I just thought it would be good for them, but, like...
It'd be a good thing for the show,
yeah,
I feel like.
I don't want them really to fix their marriage for themselves. I just think it makes good podcasting. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well,
and NBC, the ratings of NBC, you know?
Yeah.
It's not going to get better.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm just going to...
Professional opinion.
Well, you know what?
Unbiased.
We're kind of reaching the end of the show here. Can we have you back another time and maybe we'll remember those two?
I'd love to.
Those two numbskulls.
Yeah. We'll remember. Yeah. Definitely. Next time, we'll remember.
Yeah.
I will too.
Yeah.
Perfect.
All three of us remember.
I'll write it down.
Put your hands in the center.
Yep.
All right.
One, two, three.
We'll remember!
All right. Well, that's it, folks.
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing, but, you know.
We didn't really get to the bottom of anything. We still didn't figure out about the grape thing, you know.
No, we figured that out. They can melt at that temperature.
Oh, boy.
No.
I
don't know.
Well,
it's kind of tense in here.
Yeah.
My toes are tingling.
Oh, no.
It went straight down my legs.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, through the knees.
That's a really bad sign.
Through the knees, down into my toes. And, yeah, that's never a good sign.
And there you have it, folks. Through the knees, down into the toe.
like we always say,
through the knees, down to the toe. That's all the time we have for today, so we'll see you next time on Ivory and Ivory. Goodbye, Ivory, and goodbye, Ivory.